Amtrak runs between Pontiac and Chicago. Trains make 3 stops a day in Birmingham, so that area has train service. But Troy Chamber of Commerce President Michelle Hodges thinks it deserves more.
Well, even though it's freezing cold at the moment, this is one of my favorite places in the region. We're at the border of the cities of Birmingham and Troy, near the Maple and Coolidge intersection, which is where we hope to construct a multimodal transit center. Buses, taxis, black sedans, there's even a pathways plan so that folks can walk, and there's an airport across the street. So we've covered every avenue.
The two suburbs are doing something called TOD, Transportation-Oriented Development. You jam a lot of activity into one place. Lots of people coming and going in different directions, restaurants, bars, have them duck in and out of stores, offices, and houses. Right now, the train tracks have a single shelter about 12 feet long to avoid the train, and that's all. The Birmingham side has dozens of new 3-story townhouses, and they have narrow streets with sidewalks. It gives an East Coast feel. But some units are empty. Michelle Hodges says a real station built at the tracks will add the missing ingredient.
We can acquaint the Detroit region with what transit can do from an economic viability standpoint. It creates jobs. It creates revenue. If you haven't been to a fabulous place that is dynamic because of its transit, then you can't really understand that. It takes vision. So if we can help people understand that and lead them down that path, then I think that they'll be able to see the benefits.
In December, Senators Stabenow and Levin, plus Congressman Gary Peters, secured $1.3 million for the new station. The cities themselves are kicking in money, but they only have half of the $7 million they need. A developer owns the land on the Troy side, and he has the right to take it back if the new transit center doesn't get built by June. That's about the same time the light rail project is supposed to start on Woodward Avenue in Detroit.
I think it enhances the entire state.
Carolyn Cheeks Kilpatrick is the only member of Congress from Michigan who sits on the Appropriations Committee. That means she has a greater say in where money is spent. Kilpatrick says even Upers will benefit from the 12 miles of new track in Detroit.
The development that will bring to our state, the dollars, the visitors, the commerce, all has to do with how we move goods and services and people. We're Michiganders, and we kind of move across the state. It'll help you with your schools, the revenue that's produced by these local units of government will help the state treasury, which will help you in your education, in your health care, in your housing.
For years, Michigan's representatives in Washington have said they would support trains in Detroit. But local governments were never organized enough to send up a clear plan. Some saw trains as a threat to cars.
Autos fought it for a long time, but for the last decade or so, autos have been on board. And economic development that follows transit, commuter, light rail systems, and development along the way, it's just time for Michigan. We're really behind time now. Had we done it 5-10 years ago, we would have been ahead, but better late than never.
Transit advocates say suburban racism has been a major obstacle to a train line on Woodward. Would Congresswoman Kilpatrick agree?
I don't want to go there. It's a new day. Our whole state, if not our country, is really on its knees, socially, economically, politically. I think that racism is still alive in America, but we get beyond it. We want better schools for everyone. We want housing and jobs. And we have to work together across racial, ethnic, geography lines to get those done.
If you can put in that light rail capacity now, if you've got the money to do it, then absolutely do it.
Bryn Davidson is an engineer and architect from the Dynamic Cities Project in Vancouver. Recently, he came to Crystal Mountain near Traverse City to talk about peak oil and public transit.
That's the thing that's going to not only save your emissions, but it's going to make your economy more resilient because you're going to be able to move workers for less cost. You're also not having to deal with all the parking infrastructure and all the associated infrastructure that goes with having all those cars. I see any additional lane capacity for highways at this point becoming a waste of money in the future. If you build more highway capacity, experience shows that those things fill up.
Up Woodward and onto Big Beaver, city officials plan to connect their new infrastructure. Bryn Davidson says that's smart because the car jobs might not help as much in the future, and 100% car-oriented lifestyles will be the nails in our coffins.
We want to imagine what the sort of post-carbon Michigan looks like, or what it looks like going forward in a world defined by climate policy. These are the investments that are really going to be the sort of tipping point in terms of whether it's a successful and vibrant place or a place that gets folded away into the history books.
From Michigan Now, I'm Chris McCarris.